Now, some people prefer their medieval adventures up close and personal. Producer Aubrey Ralph takes us inside one of those groups.
About 15 years ago, my friend Mike took me to a park near my home in Florida and brought me into a group that I would never forget, the SCA, Society for Creative Anachronism. If you've not heard of them, they're a worldwide group dedicated to recreating the arts and sciences of the Middle Ages. You could almost think of them as experimental archaeologists, with members studying everything from medieval recipes and songs to art and chemistry. But what they're really known for is the fighting, heavy armored combat. Well, it's a Wednesday night in Madison, half a lifetime later, and I'm walking up to a fighter practice. I know I'm in the right place because there are armored soldiers milling around outside. The fighters in the SCA are broken up into a few different groups. Armored combat, rapier, which is like fencing, and archery. I got to fight as a Roman legionary. Armored infantry. I do mean armored, too. This is no costume stuff. All the weapons are made from inch-thick rattan, and that can pack a serious punch. Your armor has to be able to stand up to it. This is an area where the diversity and time span of the SCA really shines through.
It's 600 to 1600, so if you want to do Dark Ages Frank from right after the fall of Rome, you can do that. If you want to do a 16th century Knight of Queen Elizabeth, you can do that too.
Most people make the bulk of their armor themselves, one piece at a time. You go to an armorer's house, and they show you how to pattern and cut the metal, and then hammer it to shape and fit and form. When it's finished, your efforts are put to the test, not only at the biweekly fighter practices, but also at huge gatherings called wars, held several times a year around the country. Imagine a medieval tent city and bazaar adjoining a battlefield. There's music and games and things to buy and eat and drink, and of course the war itself. At the big fights, there can be hundreds of soldiers on each side. Units are lined up, and then the call is given. Huge formations march towards each other, slowly at first, and then nearly running. Your breath is hot and loud in your helmet, shield up and sword at the ready. All your muscles are tensed for the crash, and then it begins.
It's a pretty intense experience. There's a lot of stuff coming at you really fast. If you don't react properly, you get hit sometimes, and that's not always fun.
Fighting is hard, and you might be killed, but just for a little while. After it's over, you get back in line and do it all over again. So if your real-world life is lacking in community and thrill, and virtual worlds aren't for you either, the SCA just might be. With time and patience and hard work, you can advance through the ranks, perhaps even to royalty. A former baroness I spoke with told me the reason she first joined.
They were going to let me wear pretty dresses. That was it.
Me too. That was pretty much it.
They were going to let me wear pretty dresses whenever I wanted, and fantastic.
I think we can all raise a glass of mead to that.
Producer Aubrey Ralph drinks his mead in Madison, Wisconsin. I have to confess, I prefer my Middle Ages safely between the covers of a book. I'm a huge fan of historical fiction. And coming up, we've got a gritty crime drama set in the year 1385, Dark Times, and Nicola Griffith's immersive, visionary novel inspired by a real woman of the 7th century. I'm Anne Strainchamps. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from PRI, Public Radio International.